Krisus Perkei Mishne Vov. We're continuing the same Machloikis Tanoim in a different case that we had the previous Mishnais. Chaticha Shol Chela v'chaticha Shol Kodesh. Here, he has two pieces that are Mechuyiv a Korbon, except that Chela is Mechayiv a Korbon Chatos, and Kodesh Mi'ilo is Mechayiv a Korbon Oshom. So now he has a shaila, which Korbon is Mechuyiv? Is definitely Mechayiv something, but there's no idea. Ochal asachas mehem ve'en yedua ez mehem ochal mevi oshum tolui. Now it's interesting, the chap over here is that the mevi oshum tolui over here is l'kuli alma. L'fid ha'chomim, he ate one piece of meat, and he has a sofik, did he eat chelev? On the achilas kodesh, there is no oshum tolui. There's only when there's a yedia, there'll be a chayvas oshum. The Val not, but he does have a selfik of Chetichach Mishteh Chadichas, whether he ate Chalev. So the halach is maybe Hashem Tal. That's according to the Chacham. According to Rabbi Kiva, despite the fact that both possibilities are Machayev and Oshom, the selfik Chalev al Chatos, and the selfik Kodesh al Tzasham Milas also has an Hashem Tal, it's Rabbi Kiva. But Lamaise, since he only ate one piece of meat, he can't be Chayev two Kabbarnas. He's Chayev for both Tzveikos, one Hashem Tal. Ochel Sashnia. Let's say he ate the second piece, maybe chatos v'ashem v'adis, chay both kabonis. Ochal echad es harishayna bo'achav ochal sashniya. Ruven ate the first piece, Shimon ate the second piece, zem maybe oshem tolui, b'zem maybe oshem tolui. Both of them have a suffix, both of them have to bring an oshem tolui. Again, the second one, we'll get into the problem of how is the chatichachs m'shteh chatichs. We'll have to say what we spoke at 2 Mishnayos ago, that's also considered Ikva Yisura, and therefore both of them have a suffix legabe chelev, and therefore this is a din not only according to Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rachamim, als the suffix chelev, both of them have to bring an Oshem Tolui. Why can't they bring one Oshem Tolui? So that's Tolui, what we just said. Reb Shimon says, Shnei Mevim Chatas V'Oshem. Both of them can bring a korban without yediyah, because one certainly is chayav achatos, one certainly is chayav an oshem. You don't need yediyah on either one of them, and therefore they can both bring both korbanos. B'tnai, Rabbi Yosi, no, you need yediyah. Ein shnayim mevi'en chatos v'oshem, and therefore both of them are going to have to bring an oshem tali. Both of them, at the end of the day, have a suffix of an oshem tali. You can't cover both bases with the two of them together. Mishnah Zayin, the same tzuras of the shmaitzah with a little bit of a different case. Chaticha shel chelev v'chaticha shel chelev kodesh. Here's a piece of chayve krisus, a chelev, and here's a piece of krisus with mi'ilo. Ochal es achas mehem ve'en yedua ezim mehem ochal, mevi chatos. He certainly ate chelev. The shaila is only whether he's also mechuyiv mi'ilo. And on that we say that until he knows for sure there's chayev an oshom, so there's no Hashem Tali for that. What is there? Over here, there is a chatos feeding two pieces of chelev, Rachman Hatzlan. Rebbe Kiva Omer, besides for the chatos vaday, he also brings maybe Hashem Tali on the sofik mi'ilo. Ochel sashnia, so now for sure he was over on chayv krisos and on mi'ilo, maybe shtei chatois, v'ashem vaday. Why shtei chatois? We're talking over here where he was noidala on the first one, and then he was neidel on the second one. A separate yediyah is mechayev a separate korban, and therefore there's two chatois. There's also an oshem vadeh because he certainly ate kodesh, either the first piece or the second piece. Ochal echad es harishayna. Ruven ate the first piece. Ubaachav ochal zashniyah. Shimon ate the second piece. Zeh mevi chatos. Both of them certainly ate chelev. Rebbe Kiva adds, Rebbe Kiva oimer, zeh mevi oshem toli, zeh mevi oshem toli. Both of them have a suffix of oshem because both of them may be. One of them certainly, but either one of them certainly ate Kodesh. So maybe they have to bring an Oshem Tali. Reb Kiva l'shtos and l'chachom l'shtaseim. Reb Shimon Oimer, k'darko y'zechatos v'zechatos. Both of them bring a korban chatos on the vaday. Ushnei mevidim Oshem Echot. Even b'li yediyah, the two of them could bring a korban b'tnai. Reb Yosi Oimer, k'darko y'zcholik and shnei mevidim Oshem Echot. Until the yediyah, he can't bring Oshem. And therefore we're stuck to both of them bring a korban chatos. The Oshem can't be brought until there's a yediyah on that as well.